India.
Dash.
Forums. India-forums.com. Addiction at its best.
And the bubbly cute girl next door became familiar to us through Indian Idol Season 2. She was one among the strong contenders in top 6 of Indian Idol 2. She came to Mumbai years back to build her career as a professional singer. Since then, her passion for music has kept her in high spirits and went on learning music from various people. And today, friends, she is on air with us to celebrate her birthday with all the fans out here at India Forums. Hi Meenal, welcome to India Forums, and on behalf of all the members, we wish you many, many happy returns of the day.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
So let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get. And though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad, it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take?
But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Thanks a lot, Kirti, and thanks to all my fans and friends. And I'm really happy to get so much of love from all of them. And I expect the support all my life.
So, Meenal, what's the plan for your 23rd birthday?
It's 22nd.
22nd. It's okay. Yeah, 22nd birthday.
Yeah. Well, I really don't know what I have in my mind. Actually, might as well my friends might give me a surprise party.
That you already know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about, you know, it can happen.
Okay.
And also, I mean, if not, then I might call my friends and just go out for a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So, just planning to do that.
Yeah.
And if work comes, then work is always first, so.
First priority. That's
yeah.
All I say. Okay. Well, Meenal, I have to tell you, members are really excited to celebrate your birthday online. And we have this message all the way from UAE. Mansi from UAE says, Meenal,
yeah.
I'm a really big fan of yours. You and Ami are my favorite Indian Idol 2 contestants. And you both deserve to win. But it is okay. I wish you the best. Oh yeah, I love your Mehram song. It's way too good. I love your babyish voice. I always wish I can have your voice. But I can't, because then I would be Meenal. No, I'm not Meenal. I'm Mansi.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot, Mansi. And I'm really happy that you like my voice. And yeah, I mean, you know, Mehram, I really worked hard on, as I had to come I had to keep my words.
Uh-huh.
And I had to come back with a bang, and so I'm really happy everybody is liking my song.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Mansi.
Okay. Now, Alishba from Pakistan wants to know, how was your experience of Mehram?
Well, Alishba is one of my fans whom I know about. Alishba, Ifra and Amrita.
Okay.
These three are the, you know, I normally are in touch, you know, I'm in touch with all these three.
Oh, wow.
And her question is?
How was your experience of Mehram?
Oh, my experience of Mehram was mind-blowing. I met my music director, Mr. Harpreet Singh, long before I did Mehram, and I knew he is a very talented person, and I wanted somebody to really enhance my voice and give me a great song. And so I spoke to Harpreet, and you know, we came up with a song like this, and I was really happy. And I think the result is very good, as everybody is liking it.
Yeah, everyone is really appreciating that.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, are you going to work on next music video from your album?
No, the next music video is not going to be from this album.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making a new one.
Okay.
I'm recording a new song and recording a video for that.
Okay.
So the things are on, I mean, the song, abhi the song ban raha hai. It's
Achha.
Just in the initial stages. So, gana banega phir video. And this time I'm coming out with again a different feel. I'm coming out with a little band, a fast feel.
Okay.
It's like a little dancey number.
Oh, that's really nice. Just can you tell us a few lines of that? Like any 2-3 lines that it's ready or something? Just a glimpse.
not really. I mean, not right now.
Okay.
But I'll surely do that as soon as it is done. I'll definitely be singing it.
Okay. For all the fans at India Forums, you have to do that for us.
Surely.
Alright. Now moving back to India, Daita from India says, "Hi Meenuji, first of all, wish you a very, very happy birthday. You are one of my singing inspiration. Wish you a long life and a very bright future. And don't forget to add me in your crazy fans list."
Oh, so sweet. Thanks a lot. And I'm really happy. And I think I'll become a crazy girl now. So many of fans and so many of sweet messages. I'll be adding myself in the crazy list.
I mean, this is nothing. I mean, we have like all the lovely messages from all around the world. It's truly an amazing feeling, I'm sure, that, you know, at such a young age, you've been loved and liked by everyone. And that too, just not India.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you know, I'm staying at, I'm staying in India and Bombay and getting love from almost all the places in the world. And I feel really blessed about it.
I know. So now Daita, I think even she is aspiring to be a singer. So she wants to know, what is the most important thing for being a good singer?
Mujhe lagta hai, matlab mere hisab se, the most important thing to become a good singer is, first of all, learning. Aapko seekhna bahut zaruri hai from a very nice person, nice guru. You should have a very nice teacher. And the second thing is your own dedication. You have to really work hard. You have to do, every day you have to do riyaz, which is very important, which even I miss sometimes, but then I really feel guilty about it, because it's very necessary to go, because there's so many good singers coming up, and if you need to be in the competition, if you need to, even if you don't need to be in the competition, you want to sing for your own self, but the thing should be there, the impact should be there, and that only comes by good learning and good dedication, working hard.
Okay. And like another important thing for me to be a good singer, I personally feel, is not to copy your idol. Like, you know, recently we've been seeing television reality-based shows that, you know, like the judges say, ki, we don't want another Sonu Nigam. You have to be original. I think that's one of the very important things that any singer needs to know, isn't it?
Correct. I mean, you know, unka matlab ye hota hai ki, even if you are imitating somebody, it's just that, you know, you need to
make
your own self. Yeah, I mean, you know, you need to have your own self-image, self-style. And aisa nahi hona chahiye ki aap Sonuji ko copy kar rahe hain, to sirf unhi ke gaane ga rahe hain, ya, you know, you're just singing in his voice. Aapki ek original voice hoti hai, you should maintain that. And getting inspired by, we have to get inspired. I mean, you know, they are the pillars of our music industry. So one gets inspired, you know. I am inspired by Asha ji, I'm inspired by Lata ji, I'm inspired by Suniti, all male singers, Sonuji and everybody. But in getting inspired is a different thing, and imitating is a different thing.
Okay.
You know? So you should not imitate, but you should get inspired and do it in your own style.
Okay, that's a lovely message. Yeah. Now, Mookie from London says, "Hey Meenal, this is Mookie from London. Wish you a very happy birthday. Hope all your dreams and wishes come true, and you have a very successful career."
Hey, thank you so much.
And she also has to say that you are an awesome singer.
Mookie is she. I thought he is he. Oh, sorry, Mukhi.
Okay, now she also says that you are an awesome singer. I have heard your album and I love them all, especially Mehram.
Oh,
beautiful
okay.
song. Party hard and eat lots of cake.
If I eat cake, I'll have to really work out hard.
I think one day is allowed, no? One day putting on all the calories is okay.
Yeah, I guess. I think they still support me even if I put on a little weight.
Yeah, probably. Alright, now Meenal, I have to tell you that your fan following is not only restricted to India, UK, US, Pakistan, but this time we have a message all the way from Tanzania in Africa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Huzaifa from Tanzania says, "Hi, Meenal. Many, many happy returns of the day. May all your dreams come true." Says, "Hi, Meenal. Many, many happy returns of the day. May all your dreams come true. And I wish all the best in future.
Thank
Keep
you so
rocking."
Much. Hey, thank you so much. I went to Tanzania in between. I think after Idol, my first show was in Dar es Salaam.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Gone there with Abhijeet Sawant and then Rex D'Souza and yeah.
Well, I really hope that she knew about that.
Okay. Yeah, actually.
Well, she also says, "You have enhanced my life with your music. Thank you, and wishing you a birthday as special as you are. Hope you enjoy every bit of it. Wishing you love, happiness and cheers today and all throughout the year."
Hey, that's a sweet message. Thank you so much. I mean, these are really beautiful words which I will always remember.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, Meenal, talking about your Indian Idol days, Maya Afreen from Pakistan wants to know, so what was your feeling, you know, when Aman Verma said that, Meenal, you have been voted out?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew this. That time, it's just you go a little blank that time. Because
yeah.
obviously when one gets voted out, it's a little sad feeling. But then I was not getting love from all of them. And I felt a little bad. But then it was just for moments. And then after that, I was just fine. It was just for about an hour or so. Otherwise, I was just fine.
Yeah, because when you know, like, you're singing well, people are supporting you, so, you know, suddenly you're, like, voted out. It's something, I'm sure it's like a...
Yeah, it's like, it's a little shock. It's shocking.
Yeah, shocking.
You know, yeah, initially you feel a little sad, but then uske baad you're very normal. After that also I'm working, and I think I'm working more than I was working before Idol. So, I'm happy.
Okay, that's great. I mean, the positive attitude is there.
Yeah, I mean... I always think positive because mujhe aisa lagta hai ki you know, every time you just can't be sulking or you know,
yeah.
a thing which is gone is gone. Now you have to work, you have to think about future and you have to work hard. That's
yeah.
it.
Move ahead, basically.
Yeah, move ahead in life.
Yeah, great.
Just forget about whatever has, good or bad, whatever has happened. Learn your mistakes and just go ahead and don't repeat the mistakes.
Exactly.
You can make new mistakes every day.
Okay.
That's my friend of life.
Yeah, that's really cool, I must say. Make new mistakes in life. Alright, now Indian Idol 3 has started, but this time judges are changed.
Yeah.
So would you have preferred Alisha, Udit Narayanan and Javed Akhtar as judges when you were a contestant?
I can't compare all the three from the, you know, my judges because maine jo experience kiya, so kuch aur experience kare. You can't compare, you know, everybody
uh-huh.
is a king in their own field, in their own terms. And I think I can't compare, but I had a really great time with Suruchi, Farah ma'am and Anuchi. I think they were really cool.
Yeah, so and you I get to learn a lot from them.
Yeah, we really learned a lot of things from them. Not only about singing, but about life, about career, about, you know, personality. I think I learned a lot from them.
Okay. So any favorites amongst Alisha, Udit and Javed, like?
I think all the three, because all three are different. Because Javed Saab's field hai, usme he is too good.
Yeah.
Alisha ji was like one of the very first pop
star. First pop star, yeah.
And she really, that time her album was like, you know, hit like
hit,
anything.
Super hit.
So Alisha ji is good in her own way, and Udit ji, toh, he's got a beautiful voice.
Okay.
So, can't compare.
Okay.
And it's not a political answer.
Yeah, that's what I say. Politically correct.
No, it's not being politically correct. But then, you know, it's like I prefer all the three in all the, you know, different ways.
Actually,
it's like that.
Yeah.
You can't compare.
That's fair. So. Alright, so now before moving on to our next message, I would like to tell you a small secret about Meenal. When Meenal was 11 years old, her elder sister, who is a trained classical dancer, was practicing to a song, Pia Tohe Naina Lage Re.
Pia Tose Naina Lage Re.
Pia Tose Naina Lage Re. Sorry about that. And the song caught the attention of young Meenal so much that she wouldn't stop singing it and was even invited on stage by composer Ravindra Jain, who had come as a chief guest at her sister's show.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Okay. This is, I think it's put on the net, but I think they have jumbled up everything.
Okay.
This is not actually correct. The correct thing is that, yes, my sister was practicing on this song.
Mm-hmm.
And this was an incident when I was 6 years old and not 11 years old.
Okay.
And that time she was practicing and, you know, the cassette used to run every day because she used to practice every day.
Yeah, yeah.
So I heard the song and because I was hearing it every day, I learned the song. And then one fine day, my dad came home after work and I told him, I want to make you hear the song. And he was like, which song you want to sing? And I was 6 years old and I said, Pia Tose Naina Lage Re.
Uh-huh.
And that time he was a little shocked because a 6 year old girl singing, he was like, acha sunta hu. And then he heard me. And then because my family, nobody is a professional singer. But the thing is, you know, they have a good ear to music.
Mm-hmm.
So, for music. So, unhone suna and he was very happy. And then I started my training and, you know, I learned a bit in Indore from people and then I shifted to Bombay.
Uh-huh.
And then I met Mr. Ravindra Jain and, you know, these are two different incidents of my life which have been jumbled up.
Okay, that's really glad that you've cleared it out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, okay. So, like, did you sing the same song in front of Ravindra Jain as well?
No. In front of Dada, I sang something else. I don't really remember. But,
okay.
You know, he was really happy because 11-year-old girl singing. He was really happy and he really, you know, taught me a lot of things.
Okay.
I started recording with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I've learned quite a few recording techniques because of him.
Okay.
So like that. And I've done a few devotional shows with him because I'm also a Jain and, you know, he is also a Jain. So there were too many devotional shows also happening.
Okay.
That time. So,
you started singing at the age of 11 with him?
Yeah. Because that time only I shifted 10 or 11. That time I shifted to Mumbai.
Okay.
From Indore, my base. I shifted my base to Mumbai.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's lovely.
Yeah. And that was all for music.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Now, next message is by Sumesh from India.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, first of all, wishing you many, many happy returns of the day.
Thank you.
I wish for you the fulfillment of all your fondest dreams. I hope that for every candle on your cake, you get a wonderful surprise.
Wow.
I wish for you that whatever you want most in life, it comes to you just the way you imagined it or even better.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, all such lovely messages for my birthday. I'm really happy. I think my birthday, I'm celebrating my birthday over here only.
I'm telling you, yeah, such beautiful messages. I'm sure it must be making a day.
Yeah, that's all. I think I'm cancelling my dinner this time.
Alright. Now, Soumya from India says, hey Meenal, I'm your big fan. I voted so many times for you, but you were sent out. I felt very bad that day. Anyways, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you working for any upcoming project? If it is, we can know something about it. I'm waiting to hear your voice here. Love you so much, Soumya.
Thanks a lot, Soumya. And I'm working a lot these days. I'm doing a lot of shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just working on my new project, After Mehran. And coming out with the album, I think by August or September, I guess, I'll be out with another song and another in another album called, I think, Various Artists.
Okay.
And with me, I think, with me, the songs from Idol One, Vishal Kothari,
mm-hmm.
and Fame Gurukul, Sandeep Batra, and Arpita Mukherjee, these guys will also be there with their own solo songs.
Okay.
So we are releasing the album together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll come out with a video also. So you can watch me there.
Okay, that's great. Now, Alishba, like your fan from Pakistan, she wants to know, when will you come to Pakistan?
Alishba, I really would love to come to Pakistan as it's my dream also. But as you know, I mean, you know, one has to call, like, you know, one has to organize the show for that.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get a call from Pakistan, I'm like, I'm really happy. I'll be really happy to perform for them.
Okay, that's really nice. Now, seriously, Meenal, you should go from, you know, around the world. Because, you know, this next message is by Jharna from London. And she says, "Dear Meenal, wishing my idol a very happy birthday.
So sweet.
You have been a great inspiration and I just want to say I'm a huge fan of yours. When you came to perform in London last year, I had exams and I really regretted that I couldn't come. So when are you coming to London next? Because I will definitely be there."
I think I might come during September in London, but it's not yet sure. We're still in talking terms.
Okay.
So if that happens, I'll be coming. Otherwise, whenever I have a show at, normally I think whenever I have a show, my sister Sonal, she normally puts it on the net wherever I'm going. And, if I'm coming to London, I'll definitely let you know.
Yeah, so just ask your sister now if there's any other information like that, you know, she can just share it with India Forum. Because, you know, you have fans from around the world and they would really want to see you live in action. But perhaps at times they don't get to know about it.
Sure.
So it'll be really nice, yeah.
Normally, I do put it on net. I mean, you know, my sister either passes the message to Alishba or Amrita or Ifra. They always make it a point to put it on the net. Like, I'm doing a show on DD. Mm-hmm. And that is also on net and everybody is, like, talking about it.
Okay.
And I'm really happy people are liking it because it's the first time I'm anchoring a show.
Yeah, exactly. So, you're VJing. That's what, like, my next question was. So you're anchoring where, like in DD Network?
Yeah, DD National for India. I'm anchoring with Mr. Anu Kapoor and it's an Antakshari called Close Up Music Masti. I'm anchoring with him.
Okay. Now this girl Naz from US, she says, "Happy birthday, Meenal. May God bless you with continued success and much happiness. I heard you are now VJing a show on TV, which you've already said that you're anchoring on Antakshari on DD National. So how do you like it? Do you like it more than singing?
Actually, I like it not more than singing, but then, you know, anchoring also, it's half singing, you know.
I know, because it's for Antakshari, so you have to sing there, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I did a musical show, because I really want to be associated with music only.
Okay.
As far as right now it's concerned, the time is concerned. And I'm like, you know, really happy because I have to speak and I get, you know, I get to interact with new people.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many sometimes good singers on Antakshari also.
Mm-hmm.
You get to meet them and, you know, I sing so many songs and I learn so many songs because of that.
Okay.
I'm really happy. It's like a new thing for me, you know. I'm really happy anchoring also.
Okay. So like, can we expect to see you in TV serials or anything?
not in the Sas Bahu Radha, no way.
Okay.
I don't like that. But then I might do some commercials. I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
But then not really. No acting aspect.
No acting aspect.
No.
Okay.
Only in my videos.
Okay, that's cool. Fair enough. Okay, Meenal. Now before we mark an end to this interview, let's do some dhamal with rapid fire round. You know what to do. I'll ask you questions quickly and you have to reply faster.
All right.
Okay, so shall we start?
Okay.
Okay. Farah Khan or Anu Malik?
Farah, ma'am.
Amey Date or Panna Gill?
Amey.
Music or acting?
Music.
Playback for movies or solo album?
Playback for movies.
Fame or privacy?
Privacy.
Lambi Judai.
And fame.
Okay. Lambi Judai or Ishq Samundar?
Lambi Judai.
Meenal's voice or Meenal's personality?
Meenal's voice.
Meenal Amay or Meenal Karunya?
Nobody. Meenal Amay and Meenal Karunya are the same because we all are good friends. There's nothing between me and Date Saab. And Date Saab is like a really, you know, respected person. And he's really helpful to me. So people thought that, you know, there is something. Because that time it was too much. But nothing is going on.
Okay. And how about Karunya?
Karu is a very good friend of mine. He's really a close buddy and nothing else.
Nothing.
We are like, you know, the Chanties and Bunties. Nothing else.
Okay. Now, Meenal singing Sufi songs or Meenal singing peppy numbers?
It can be both, actually.
Okay.
Because now that my fans have heard my Sufi album, now I'm coming out with a peppy album. So it's for them to decide, actually.
Yeah, actually, yeah, right. So, wo pehli baar or mehram?
Mehram.
Sonu Nigam, Anu Malik or Farah Khan? Meenal's best judge.
Sonu Nigam. Anytime.
Okay, now this is singer's interview, so we'll have to ask you to sing songs for your co-contestants.
Surely, surely.
Okay. So, Ame, what do you have to, like, if you have to sing a song for Ame, what will you say?
That is how clear.
Yes.
Oh, I have to think about it. Achha, aap contestant ke liye kaha gaane ke liye? Mujhe laga mujhe gaane ke liye bol rahe ho. So that is easy. But for this, I have to think, no?
Yeah, yeah, think, think.
That is how clear I am. भैया मोरे राखी के बंधन को निभाना भैया मोरे
So that clears the air totally. Yeah. Okay, smart move. Now what about Karunya? No bhaiya song please.
No, not for him. For him, okay. ये दोस्ती हम नहीं तोड़ेंगे तोड़ेंगे दम मगर तेरा साथ ना छोड़ेंगे
वाओ व्हाट अबाउट अंतरा
अंतरा सम बंगाली सॉन्ग ओके शादे लाओ बनाए लो मैं मोइरागी शादे लाओ बनाए लो मैं मोइरागी दिस इज अ सॉन्ग इट्स अ बंगाली फोक व्हिच शी यूज्ड टू सिंग अ लॉट एंड आई रियली लव इट तो उसने मुझे थोड़ा बहुत सिखाया था ये गाना ओके सो हां
That's cool. And last but not least, Sandeep Acharya.
Okay. Sandeep ke liye. Okay. It's like, Papa kehte hain bada naam karega. Beta hamara aisa kaam karega.
Aha, nice, nice, nice. That was quick, huh, I must say.
See?
Yeah.
So I think songs for them, actually.
Now, any email ID for your India Forum fans to connect with you?
Okay. It's meenaljn1 at yahoo.com.
Okay, cool.
So anybody can mail me there. And
you regularly check up your mails?
Yeah, I do that.
Oh, that's really nice. Great. So well, Meenal, we have loads of messages, but due to time shortage, we cannot read all of them. So, Vanisha
yeah,
from...
I remember I read one message saying asking for Lambi Judai, and I really want to sing it for the person.
Yeah.
And before we leave, I'll sing that for the person.
Yeah, cool, okay. And we also want you to sing Mehram for us.
I'll do that.
Yeah. So, Vanisha from Amsterdam, Shweta from US, and all your fans from India Forum wishes that you have a rocking birthday and you keep entertaining us with your lovely voice.
I love my all fans and I'm really, really blessed and I'm really happy that aapka support mujhe mil raha hai and I hope aap log ka support mujhe milta raha hai because I'll need this all my life and I'm really a blessed child to have you all in my life. Thank you so much for making my birthday and my life so special.
Wow. Now, this member says, if each leaf of a tree is your smile, then we promise that we will water it throughout our life by our prayers and wishes to see your evergreen smile forever. May you have success in all that you do. God bless you.
Thank you so much. And here's the song for you. Bichhde bas kal parson jiyungi main kaise is haal mein barson ho maut na aayi duniya kyun aayi hai lambi judai char din na प्यार और बाबरी लंबी जुदाई हम दिल से चुके सनम तेरे हो गए हैं हम तेरी कसम दिल दे चुके सनम तेरे हो गए हम तेरी कसम मेहरम बोली जावा मेहरम बोली जावा इक्को सौदा
boli jaawa.
Wow.
That's
yeah, I mean, amazing. I think it's a perfect note to end the interview. Thank you so much, Meenal.
Thank you so much.
And have a great, great, great birthday.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Lights. Music. Action.
India-voice.com. Addiction at its best.